God, the merciful, the compassionate. Hello, welcome to Beer Home with me, Sahar Akhtu. Well, as usual, we have a very interesting show in store for you. We have a report, we have a story, we'll be introducing a book, and of course, from here and there. And also, our discussion today is about women in Islam, and we'll have an honorable guest speaker to help us answer our questions pertaining to this topic. So stay with us for the next 45 minutes to stay here about that and more. Back to the program. Well, joining us in our London studio to help us talk about the women's role in Islam, we have Ms. Mahnaz Bahawji, and well, she's joining us from London. And Ms. Bahawji is a researcher for Islamic and science material, and she also presents a show called Muslim Families in Europe. Ms. Bahawji, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. It's nice to be in your show again. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Well, so I guess let's get right into our discussion. So today we'll be discussing women's role in the family, or basically in Islam altogether. So what is the role in the present time of women, in the present time, and how this changes in both Muslim and non-Muslim countries?
Well, I mean, your show is only 45 minutes, and I suppose I've been given very short time to speak. This is a sort of books and books one has to write about it. But in a nutshell, we're going to speak about the role of the women in a nutshell, basically, in this program. There's a lot covered. The Muslim women should, A, recognize they're not only there to cover and pray. There are more into it to do, and the role model was for them, such as Khadija, who just completely gave her worldly life and whilst the Prophet Muhammad. That is the one role model. Then followed by her own daughter, Fatima alayhi salam. I mean, it's just amazing when you read in history the way that these women, not only these two were a role model for the time that the women came to Islam, even up to this time, they are a role model for everyone. I mean, one of them, it's if you just think, you know, the Florence Nightingale, who was a helper to the in a war and was helping the soldiers. When you read the history about this lady and her diary, that she write down, you know, what happened from the day one she went to the war and helping, and they ask her, you know, where did she learn that? She said from the Muslim women. And who were they? They were from the Fatima alayhi salam, who was a warrior herself. She herself in a battle of Khandaq was with Imam Ali, helping the soldiers, helping the needies, cooking and cleaning, you know, the blood and provoking them and encouraging them going to the battlefield. So this Florence Nightingale chosen them as a role model. This is how this Muslim women supposed to act these days. They have to understand that they are ambassador for the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only role of the mother, which is the highest role, but at the same time, being in a society, working with the others, and showing the character of a Muslim woman is essential to how to go about. That is the role if they recognize us, which is a very, very hard thing to do. The other things I want to point out about Muslim women in a society, within the family, particularly when they live in a multicultural society, they have to recognize their behavior, their attitude, their character is just like a highlight in a media, in a street, in a TV, in everywhere being pointed out. They should be careful the things they say, the way they act. There are many, many English ladies come to Islam because watching the way the Muslim women act in England. I'm just talking about England. I mean, of course, I do have some other women in France and in Germany, but they just, the way the Muslim women carried being a stranger in this land, the way they just brought up their family, they recognized, you know, the way the mother taught the teenagers to sort of observe the morality and dignity within themselves, being in a society that is so open and free. These Muslim women, they just says, you know, how do you teach your girls that they really focusing on studying and focusing on helping the others? They just says, it is because of Islam what it taught us to be. That is the mother's role in a family, not only helping the husband. We all know every successful man behind it is a good woman. Not only this role, although how to teach to the boys and girls the way they have to behave in a society. That, in other words, means they bringing up two different human beings, male and female. This is other role. The third role is to go and introduce Islam into the society they live in. Sort of, they have three big, huge responsibilities. But if they take that on, and by the trust of Allah, they should recognize that the only way to go about, and that's the only way you can carry these big responsibilities within your life. And I hope, my prayers is that Muslim women do have a lot in their plate, but by the grace of Allah and His help, they should be sure and assertive that this can be done.
Definitely. Thank you. Well, so now we'll go and listen to our story together, and we'll be back with plenty more, so don't go away.
Strict teacher during his childhood. The teacher used to hit the prince with a stick. The prince, who was very angry with the teacher, had sworn revenge once he became the king. After years, the prince became the king. One night, he remembered his childhood and his teacher's misbehavior. The next day, he ordered his men to find his childhood teacher and bring him to the court. The teacher, who was smart and sharp, realized that the king intended to take revenge. On the way to court, he reached a fruit shop. He bought a big, fragrant, fleshy quince and hid it in his sleeve. When he reached the court, he saw the king holding a stick in his hand and moving it back and forth. The king asked the teacher, "What do you think about this stick?" Immediately, the teacher took the large quince out of his sleeve and said, "This good fruit is the result of the stick you are holding, and I don't know anything else about it." The king heard this concise, clever answer and liked it. Therefore, instead of punishing the teacher, he gave him a reward enough for him to live prosperously the rest of his life.
Welcome back to the program. Well, we hope you enjoyed our story, and don't forget to take a lesson from it. So, shifting back to our discussion about the role of women in Islam, Ms. Mahaji, so I know you made some reference to the role of women in the family, but a little bit more specific, what exactly is the role of a woman in the family? I personally love the saying, the hand that rocks the cradle rocks the world. So we know that the woman has a very vital role in the family. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
The vital role, they have to recognize an educated woman can bring up a child better. So education is not only based on being a doctor or focusing on a career. What the Muslim woman has to recognize, this world is a worldly life, is a short life. We are here going and aiming for hereafter. So if they are a good mother, that is sufficient to being a good woman, nevertheless the Muslim woman. If they recognize how much they are in tune with their Lord, how much they trust Him and they love Him, how much they do things.